Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some letters of commendation to you or from you? You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all people, revealing yourself. That you are a letter of Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human heart. Such is the confidence we have toward God through Christ. Not that we're adequate in ourselves so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves. But our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death, engraved in letters on stones, came with glory so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face. To be even more with glory. For if the ministry of condemnation has glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness excel. That which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory.
Such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech, and we are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the sons of Israel would not stare at the end of what was fading away.
But their minds were hardened, for until this very day, at the reading of the old covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because it's removed in Christ. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled faces, looking as in a mirror.